As companies have struggled to make ends meet, one way they've tried to avoid layoffs is by cutting retirement benefits for employees. Amtrak, Lazy Boy, Marriott International are just a few of the companies that are freezing or cutting 401k matches in order to weather the current economic crisis. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the average employee with a 401k saves about $10,000 per year toward retirement, with $3,500 of that coming from what the employer puts in as a match. That is a voluntary benefit that some companies offer. But how widespread is the removal of that benefit right now?
So far, not widespread. According to Fidelity Investments, they are the largest employer-based plan manager, and they say that two-thirds of companies that have plans with them are not planning to do any sort of suspension or cut to their retirement benefits or their 401k match. Fewer than 10% are cutting. Now, this, of course, is sort of reminiscent of where we were in the financial crisis, where a lot of companies did actually suspend. Something in the order of around 20% of companies actually reduced their 401k benefits.
Well, and my company back then in 2008 in the financial crisis did just that. They pulled the match on the 401k. But why is that often the first thing to go?
Well, I think it seems to be an easier thing to say, hey, we're all in this together. We're all going to pull back on this match because we're going to suffer together. And if the alternative is you have no job versus losing a benefit like your 401k match, I think most employees would say, hey, you know what? We'll all do it. And this will probably be temporary. And I think that companies are quite concerned that making big cuts now, it's going to be real detrimental to the well-being of their employees. And I think if you know that this is short-term in nature, perhaps this will make it easier to navigate the, you know, it's bad news, but it's not, I've lost my job.
Were they short-term back then? Did they all come back?
Well, I wouldn't say every single one, but I'd say most did. And you know, if you look at the numbers, I think it took about 12 months where, you know, sort of like 2009 was a bad year. But by the end of 2010, it was just fewer than 1% had cut back. So I think that if you could say as a company, hey, we did this in the recession or we hope this is short term, it's an easier message to deliver.
Well, and it is something that people won't feel immediately, especially if they're farther away from retirement. But what should people do, Jill, if their employer has stopped contributing during this downturn? It's obviously still important to save for retirement.
Well, I think that if you hear this from your employer, you know, you don't then make the knee-jerk reaction of, oh my God, I'm not getting my free money. I'm not going to put money in. And unfortunately, back in 2008, 2009, about 20% of workers that worked for companies that did suspend those 401k matches, those people just stopped saving entirely for the whole year. And that's a shame because we really do need people to do more than their employer match. So maybe if you could afford it, and I know everyone can't, but let's just presume you're single, you're working, and you say, okay, I'm still working, I have my money, I've kept my job. How about you knock up your employer, your contribution by maybe 2 or 3 percentage points to make up for the fact that your boss isn't doing that? And then what would be really great is if that 401k gets reinstated, you keep the same level. You know, so much of this is habit, Jeremy, and if we can just get people to put a little bit more in automatically, it does do amazing things to your retirement planning over the longer term.
Well, and over the longer term, we have seen the 401k kind of replace the traditional pension that used to exist in a lot of places. Now, if the 401k is being, you know, pulled back on a little bit, at least by employers, where do you see all this going for workers?
This is not a great trend, and it's a long-term trend, as you said. You know, like the 1980s is when we start to see the pension plan for many private companies disappear, replaced by the 401k. I don't think that pensions are necessarily coming back anytime soon. I think that most people really know that that's a bygone era. I think that in the future, the problem is that you cannot count on this 401k match as the promised salvo. Now, it's great when things are going well, but obviously, you've got to make sure it's there for you. And, you know, the onus is on you. That's the problem with a 401k. It was sold to us as this great benefit. It's great. It's great when the market's going up. It's great when your company's matching. But when things turn, it's you. And that means that we have to actually bear that burden as individuals. And it's a heavy burden. It's why retirement saving remains a key problem among so many workers. They just don't have enough money, and not enough companies make it a standard benefit. And we've done a good job with health insurance that for many companies, yes, we do have health insurance. We need to make the 401k sort of the equivalent of health insurance.
That is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Take care.